for now, the life in Goma, in the city center of Goma, is normal, except some northern neighborhoods where some bandit activities are being done. But in the downtown city center, everything, the mood had reached is 100%. Bars are opening, restaurants are working, people are dancing, music everywhere. And for now, we can say life has become normal in Goma.
And talk to us about, you attended the stadium meeting yesterday with M23 leadership, and they were actually recruiting people.
M23, at their first popular meeting, got around 7,000 people listening to them in the stadium and outside the stadium, the limite of Goma. And when the coordinator of AFC, Mr. Colonel Nanga, called young people to join them in order to create a NAMI to continue fighting till Kinshasa, many young people joined them.
And Jafar, the big news today is the UN Human Rights Office has said that there are reports of cases of sexual violence involving the DRC's army. And this is in regards to last week, where more than 150 female prisoners were raped and burned to death during a jailbreak. More than 4,000 detainees fled the Muzinzi prison that day.
Yeah, and it's not only the problem of this war, it's the fact that we didn't know who is who. When losing the control of the city, soldiers were looting the civilian of Goma. What happened in Muzinzi is horrible because hundreds of women were victims of rape and many people dead. And we still don't know who killed them, because what happened in the Muzinzi prison, we can't say that it's FRDC who killed, or Wazalendo, or M23. Maybe if soon some investigation can be done.
And Jafar, DRC Communications Minister Patrick Muyaya has confirmed the rape of the women, and he actually saying the government condemns with the greatest energy this barbaric crime. But you are saying it's very hard to tell who did what.
Exactly. The government has the right of accusation. I'm a journalist. I can't accuse anyone. M23 has also the right of accusation. So M23 is accusing the government, or the FRDC. The government is accusing M23.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Jafar?
Today was the inauguration of the new M23 administration in the city of Goma and the province of North Kivu. The governor of North Kivu and his two deputies was inaugurated today by Colonel Nanga and Bertrand Bisimwa, the governor, who is a military officer of M23. Bahati Joseph said he came to work for people and to develop the province of North Kivu. Also, close to him, the mayor of Goma was inaugurated. So for now, M23 has the administration of the province of North Kivu, because they now have the majority, the biggest part of North Kivu.